Yeah. So read this. This is Creative Control. Mm-hmm. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs, giving you insight and sharing our experiences. Boom. Come on. I do this. Wordplay. Ah.
That's the start.
Yeah, that's something we can always say.
I thought organically you would just start up with something, but...
Well, no, that you still need some kind of formal introduction, but I would say based on that. I do it the first come around.
Wait. Read it with me.
This is Creative Control. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs,
giving you insight
and sharing our experiences. It's simple. It's pretty much all. It covers everything.
It does. Yeah. I agree. Am I starting off?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
I had a drink in my hand.
That's what I mean. Introduce us, fool.
How's it going, guys? My name is Christopher Fakir. I am the creator of K-Fakir TV. I'm here with Michael Fakir.
That sounds like an interview.
It's not really
an interview. I'm here with. Yeah. Like we're hosting this together.
Well,
this
I know, but product. I mean, I'm here with you. Like, you're in my presence.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
My name is Michael Fakir. I am a creative specialist for my very own brand, Six Wolves. What Six Wolves is a brand designed to bring people's ideas to life through art and design. We have a variety of creative services, graphic design, apparel printing, we create art. We also are responsible for creating our own content as well as content for other people.
So K-Fakir TV just focuses on digital media creation. Our premise is that's our story, that's our brand, making sure that we display other stories and visualizing and publicizing it as a brand.
Right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in with us today. You are watching the very first episode for Creative Control.
Creative Control.
Ah, come on, Chris. Get it right. What Creative Control is, it's a... Wow, I even read this. I wrote this wrong. This is Creative Control. I'm sorry. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creative entrepreneurs, giving you insight and sharing our experiences. We're literally coming at you guys on the same level as everybody else. We're not here to give our expert opinion, unless it's required. We just want to discuss and share with you guys stories of some of the things that we go through. So hopefully there could be some takeaways for the public. Anyway.
Well, I mean, on that note, just to echo off of you, when you say giving our expert opinion, I really don't feel like there's such thing as like a true expert opinion, because you're always learning something new.
That's true.
And so that kind
of... But some people know more
than others.
Than true. Others. So with that, that makes say, them the expert.
But you were gonna, like, I was gonna go into something.
Ah.
So that being said, you know, when did you first know that like this is the route you want to take regarding what you do? Because being the fact that you're an experienced individual, going back, you know, like, at what point did you realize, okay, this is what I really want to do? You know, like this is my path, right?
It's my passion.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna try to keep this brief because as time progressed is when I figured out, okay, I'm on the right path. Remember when we were younger? All we used to spend our days doing was like drawing. Remember, what's that movie? I used to draw the kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
The kangaroos.
Kangaroo Jack?
No. The Kung Fu kangaroos. I used to draw them all the time. What was that called? It had the Warriors of Virtue.
Yeah.
Right. So I think at a young age, for me, it started with art, right? And then as time progressed, I realized I enjoyed creating moments. So like when we used to play WWE, we used to customize the intros.
SmackDown,
right, customizing the intros. Coming up, you remember when we were in Germany, we used to build things.
Yeah.
So the idea of creativity was what put me on this path. Like just taking something from our heads and putting it in the tangible.
Yep.
In the physical realm.
Yeah.
I went to Pembroke after high school and I was undecided for 2 years, and I started studying art. Realized that I had a passion for creating art.
Yeah.
Then from there, the biggest question was, how do you make money using art? At the time, nobody in our family are like full grown artists, you know?
That's true.
So graphic design was how I was gonna make money using my creativity, using artwork, illustrations, whatever. Then I worked at a place in Northgate Mall, which is located here in Durham, for 2-3 years, learning how to make t-shirts.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, there was a there's a progression here. It was, okay, I like creating, I like art. Then it was, how do I make money using art? Graphic design, charge for creating logos and flyers and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Now there's a form of application, which is t-shirts, hats, bags, whatever.
Yep.
Put all that together and boom, here I am. At that moment, it's time, every time I did something new and put it out there to the public, I realized this is meant for me. That wasn't
You said you were going to short
version. Honestly, that was a short version.
Jesus.
It was a lengthy short version.
Bruh. You really make me feel like mine is like not even compiled together.
Right.
Like, for Can't Forget TV, it's just the route that I decided to take when it came to this was basically the fact that I had a passion for TV.
Mm-hmm. We know that you like to be in the limelight.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, looking at other people on TV, realizing that, you know, they had to do something to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people want to just come out and be a Hollywood star. Most people just want to come out and act and, you know, do all these things, and great, not taking away from their passion, but there's so much intricacy that goes into it, like a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, bump it. I used my skills, you know, decided to go to school. Sports wasn't my thing after, you know, injury. So focus on something that still keeps me in the limelight enough. Not saying I'm cocky or anything, but, you know, I'm a little narcissistic sometimes.
A little? But we won't dog you.
like that much. Okay. But so, I mean, it still kept me in that field. And I was able still to help people because, I mean, I've always had a nice giving personality. Mm-hmm. And I was very approachable. I'm still approachable. But at this point of my life, it's just like build their career as well as build mine. Mm-hmm. Kind of 50-50 way in the balance. Like an old chick was wearing was it Laws of Justice, the chick who holds it?
Oh,
you know, yeah, tipping the scales.
Yeah,
you know, you give, you give to some, you give to other.
Yeah,
it bounces out.
I see. It's funny because you really haven't gone off that path, like from being in front of limelight, performing in front of people. Because a lot of people don't know this, but we used to dance and we used to
model.
We sang in the choir. You modeled. You never really got off the beaten path.
No,
I think about it. Remember when Elite Digital King, I did the logo for your photography, and you went out, and you did the photography for a while. So you've always kind of been in front of the camera, behind the camera. Whereas me, it's always been more behind the scenes, and I love being behind the scenes.
I mean, as a younger brother talking to an older brother, like you've always drew. Like, remember when we used to play Yugo cards?
Yeah,
we made the Yugo.
Yeah, we tried to make our own trading card game.
Uh-huh.
This is when we lived in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
We used to cut out little rectangles. We drew little characters on them. We put our stats and everything. And we had the card sleeves, so we put them in the plastics.
I remember when we created our own little Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
The Jones with the coat hangers?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were smart at that time.
Building cities.
Yeah.
So creativity has always been
something we've had.
Our thing.
Yeah.
It's always been. And I'm pretty sure every kid goes through that, but we really were always building something.
But you know, like as I'm getting older, what I'm realizing is, why does it have to be a balance of creativity? You know, why does it have to be that business savvy, but at the same time creative? Because you know, you can't get too off the rails.
Right. What do you mean?
The creative struggle of it, you know? When you look at social media, you look at all these digital platforms, just speaking as a digital, you know, provider, why do you have to fit those parameters? You know, so the balance for you, right, you have to stay consistent to something Six Wolves, brand related, and it might be creative, but you can't go fully dive in just yet because you're building. So why is that, that struggle there?
If I'm hearing your question right, why is there a need to have a balance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, all right, so from my perspective, and everything I'm about to say from here on out, understand is from my personal experiences and my personal perspective. You have to eat. You have to eat. See, I think the problem with artists and creatives in general is we get so into our head and we get so focused on whatever it is that we're working on, mm-hmm. that is our focus. Like, that's our focus.
Yeah.
That's our life. Like, we don't understand. I know I didn't understand that you can honestly make money. It is good. Yeah. It tastes really good. You can honestly make money doing what it is that you enjoy doing. Yep. And I'm pretty sure that's just consistent across every industry. But in terms of artwork, because here's the problem. How do you put a value to it? It's not a necessity. It's not food. It's not clothes. It's not transportation.
No.
How do you put a value to it? So you do need to have a sense of business mm-hmm. to accompany the talent.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you will survive doing what it is that you love doing. At least for me, that's when I realized, okay, I need to have a healthy balance.
True. I mean, even like right now, currently, you know, we've decided to work on this podcast and make it about creativity. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I know so much about the business aspect, right? So like the pitching and, you know, even sitting here now, it's like it's hard to remove the interview style of my field, you know, like sitting down in front of a camera, automatically know off the rip, like what questions to ask somebody that gives them the answer to compile like something, you know, digitally. And it kind of takes away the creativity of the organicness of it.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, which is something that we literally just spent 5 to 10 minutes like, okay, how are we?
Yeah.
Where it's not so formal, but there goes yeah. back to the balance. Like you do need a formal element. You yep. do need to have, okay.
Some structure.
Some structure, yeah, exactly. Like you just can't go without any form of limits or restrictions. You need to have a formal introduction for what the show is. Because if I'm a first time viewer, I'm gonna be like, okay, so what's the point? Why should I even watch this?
Here's a really good analogy. The way I see it sometimes, man, especially when I'm working on something that I really want to get all hands on deck creative, mm-hmm. is I look at it like a house, right? You got to have your cement, you have to have your concrete, you have to have your good soil.
Absolutely.
You got to have your woods, you know, you have to have your piping. Yep. All those are
yep. That's structure.
Things. Yeah,
there's nothing structure. Pretty about that.
But then when you get in inside, the interior,
mm-hmm.
that's when you can kind of freak it, you know, like, all right, let me deck out this wall, let me put up these curtains. And so therefore, you're limitlessly placing different styles.
So what you're saying is business is the foundation
mm-hmm.
for the talent.
Yep.
Or it should be.
Yep.
So, okay. What if you're a new guy, right? Which mm-hmm. leads us into the next thing. If you're a new guy starting out in the creative industry, what steps did you take?
You know, it's funny because I actually, I just got done talking about this with this guy who wants to intern at North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he graduated from North Carolina State. He's trying to intern out of North Carolina State. Let me just put that out there. The steps I took, man, was just trying to soak up as much knowledge as I could. I mean, that's the honest answer because.
So that was step one.
Yeah. So, you know, learning, getting into, you know, the bits and pieces of what compiled my subject, you know, the people knowing your past so that way presently you can make something happen. Like I used to watch Spike Lee's videos and I could never like really fully get it until I started focusing on this. So learning that, you know, learning his direction, why he wrote it this way, the culture, the message behind it, his shots, then going to school for it, you know, interning after while I was in school, taking as much advantage of the knowledge that experts, you know, who's in this profession, mm-hmm. more experienced people taking their opinions and their views on the whole subject and kind of, you know, finessing it to fit me. So that, like, that was my experience. And then realizing, you know, when I went out and became an entrepreneur, I only had a short amount of people who I could talk to about it. You know, besides my employers who were creating their own businesses, like, you know, the Orlando Waves, or talking to people who were working with WWE who saw it be built from the ground up, I could only take, as well as you, you know, like asking you questions, I could only take so much. So
a little bit, I do.
Yeah. So like, as I was going through that, there's only so much books can teach you. You know,
that is really sweet.
Yeah. Oof. It's like when you let the berry settle in, it's just like, but it comes like addicting because you want to keep drinking.
Yeah, not to throw off your training.
No, you didn't. Basically, just figuring out that the direction I had to take was to sometimes get rid of the books and go out there and shoot, and then learn from my shooting and looking back on, okay, could I tweak this? Could I have done this better? So the step, if I had to break it down into step formats, learn, produce, mm-hmm. and then, of course, perfect.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For me, it's pretty much the same order, but I'm gonna add the first step. I think the very first step is figuring out what you wanna do specifically. Figuring out who you are mm-hmm. and what you wanna do specifically. Figuring yourself out is step one. Figuring out who you are, where you wanna go. Here's the tricky part about that. You're not gonna have all the answers in the beginning, but if you can get a solid foundation of who you are and what you wanna do,
yeah.
especially in this industry,
yeah.
you'll be good to go. Second thing I agree with you on is learning.
Yeah.
Learn as much as possible. Yeah. Here's the parentheses with that one. I was about to say commas. Here's the parentheses. You learn enough. I suggest you learn enough to make a business out of it. So I say study for about four years sounds pretty good. Take 4 years to study. That's what traditional college time, 4 years. Then maybe an extra year just for practice, freelancing, before you start to say, listen, this is what I do. Take my, here's my rates. You know, this is what I guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need some practice.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing I would suggest is taking up either a class in business, which is not something I have ever done, which is what schools need to, for design period, there needs to be some kind of business in design. Learning about contracts, learning when you're violating a contract, learning what to do in the case somebody doesn't pay, learning how to get money from somebody, whatever the case may be. Anything business affiliated, there needs to be a class for that. Fifth thing I would do after the learning process takes place is, again, I agree, start. Get out there, produce content, practice getting content, produce your own content, you know? But that's my biggest thing. Like, I shared this post on Facebook today. Like, I tell people all the time, like, start, because you'll never, ever know everything.
Yeah.
You just won't, because the industries are always evolving.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So.
It kind of actually, it kind of ties into our next topic. And to even echo off of what you said for step four.
The next topic is...
Dun, dun, dun. I need another margarita. The next topic would be the struggles. You know, like, when you're fresh, when you're young, straight out of college, you know, even if you don't go to college, when you're in high school, you don't have access to the parameters of learning from college, what case you may have, you still encounter struggles, even as an expert. As an experienced individual in this industry, you encounter struggles. And so my question to you, honestly, would be like, how do you avoid struggles? Like, what do you even, like?
There is no avoiding struggles.
If you had to real quick summarize it, of just bracing yourself even for the struggles.
I understand. The big brace right there, the pillow, as you're getting ready to land, you know how like the stuntmen's when they're doing scenes and they're jumping off,
mm-hmm.
that little pillow thing, the brace for that impact is understanding that there's going to be struggles. It's like we talk about all the time, understand that you're not always going to get paid for your work.
You're not.
Understanding that your value is not always going to be respected.
Nope.
Understanding that you are going to get gypped. Somebody is going to use your content. That is the biggest preparation. Once you go into the game knowing that you're going to have to deal with some unfortunate situations,
yep.
you're good. Now, the way I think, I'm not saying put those things out there, like, oh, I already know I'm gonna get robbed.
Blah, the frequency blah, blah. Of the mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Not saying think like that. I'm just saying don't expect everything to go without a hitch. Like, just, there's no problems whatsoever. Because the truth be told, you're dealing with human beings, you're dealing with people. And like I said in the beginning, this is such a subjective industry. There's no real value.
Yep.
There's nothing that says, I have to have this.
Yep.
That would be my number one tip to deal with the struggle. And the second thing before you start is seeing the bigger picture. We literally just had this conversation.
Yeah.
Seeing the bigger picture, understanding that just because that happened, that little rift in the sand, you know, like a relationship, you're always going to have your little tests and trials. It doesn't mean the relationship is over.
Nope.
The bigger picture is marriage. The bigger picture is a family. You know what I mean? The bigger picture is happiness. So you got to keep the bigger picture in focus because that's going to motivate you to get through whatever little BS that you're dealing with, you know?
Yeah. Is my go?
Here you go. Tag.
Oh! LeBron James.
You gotta sell it.
No, honestly, there's no other words I can use to describe that in any other way because you said it perfectly clear, you know? There's nothing that can fully brace yourself, especially as someone new or as even someone experienced. You just, as you go along, you learn and you experience. And I honestly forgot my train of thought. Like when I was gonna chime in.
I know because I said everything that's right.
There's something I was gonna say. It was really important. It was extremely important. Not yet. Obviously it wasn't important.
Yeah, but it wasn't that
basically, you know, struggling is a key. Honestly, I see struggling as a key factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't be able to ever get better unless you struggle. You know, people complain, and I just realized this after we had the conversation that we had, you know, about seeing the bigger picture. I would never get better without struggling, without experiencing people who don't pay, without experiencing the kind of, you know, misfortunes of having to go back and re-edit something because they didn't like it, mm-hmm. or they didn't see the vision that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Even producing my own content and seeing that people were like, you know, it's not that funny.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not say that from a personal perspective.
Yeah. No, like, the tone of your voice kind of got higher. As you were saying it.
Don't know what you're talking about.
So being that as a man, did you put a drip?
No.
Being that what it is, honestly, is just if you don't struggle, you won't be able to experience what you truly need to experience. And I know what I was gonna talk about. And if you go on looking at life, you said that, you know, what we do doesn't really impact, or it's not really a necessity, but things won't operate if it wasn't for us. Mm-hmm. You know, you realize that, like, commercials, magazines, I mean, like, I can go on for days. Anything tangible that deals with marketing, it has to, give me 1 second, I'm typing, has to, because that kind of goes into our fifth subject.
Ready.
So,
gotcha.
You know, constructing all those little tips and bits and pieces.
Four and five can kind of They blend together.
You know, they do.
So we can kinda just blend those two.
We can. Like four, like five would be overcoming, you know, the specific.
By the way, we never mentioned in the beginning, this is how informal this shit is. We probably should have told you guys that we're going to be covering six different topics throughout the course of our session.
Oh my God. What if that
was I need to say that in the beginning.
That was the beginning?
Stuff.
Like the fact that you're like, not to put you guys in. Like, what if you started off in that middle piece so people be like, what was he talking about?
You guys are getting an insight as to what the creative process looks like because this is how we work.
That's actually true.
But I agree.
Okay, cool.
I feel like I'm doing Deadpool, like fourth narrative.
It's fourth wall. Breaking the fourth wall.
It is fourth wall. I said fourth wall. Yeah.
Is that four people you got?
No, but go ahead and finish.
Damn. See, this is what happened. I get off topic. Basically, yeah, constructing all the things that we do help propel those businesses who are fully structured like a house to operate.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, you can chime in. I'm done.
This is my analogy for my specific industry. My brain moves faster than mine. Think of it like you're getting dressed for an interview. This is what I tell some clientele, which I really need to start preaching more. Well, all I'm doing is tailoring the suit, getting you ready for the interview. I'm not building the man. You have all the answers to the questions.
Yep.
And in terms of your business, your brand, that's your product.
Tell me why I wanted to drop. You ain't got the answer, Sway.
If we had sound bites.
You ain't got the answers.
How, Sway? You ain't got the answers? That would be the sound bite.
That would be perfect.
But you're going to an interview. And my job is to tailor the suit.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to get the job if you walk in there wrinkled shirt unless this is the pursuit of happiness.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. That was a bro moment. You're not going to go in there and get the job, right? It's your job at the end of the day to sell yourself. My job is just to build the suit.
Yeah.
I think that's where we find the value.
Yeah.
Within our industry. We're crafting the surface. We're making you look good. We're very visual, extremely visual creatures.
Yeah.
You're not going to go talk to the person with yellow armpit stains.
Yeah.
Who reek of cat long
pee.
Day
cat
and,
pee.
And cat pee. Yeah.
I think that's just the worst thing you can smell like is cat pee.
Absolutely, especially the males.
Yeah.
Not speaking from experience.
I'm just saying.
Like, but I am.
Like, you can't walk into a smell like cat pee.
No, just, you can't.
It's like, it's profoundly.
I need to go to Bath and Body Works, get me some good smell.
Like, bro, I'd rather you smell like a chick than smell like cat pee.
Facts.
For males. Like, I really rather you smell like a chick.
Facts.
Because you know why? At least you took the steps of becoming, you know, a guy who smells good.
That's I can at least tolerate your scent.
Yeah.
But that's my point. That's my point. We, our job is to prepare you for the interview.
Yeah.
Hey, you're fresh. Your suit looks good. Blah, blah. You got the handkerchief. You know, you got the tie clip. You got the cufflinks.
Yep.
If it's that serious. You've got the accessories. The matches, proper. The belt matches
belt,
the shoes.
The shoes. The socks.
Yeah, yeah. We know a little something about that. Just a little something. But anyway. Getting back to the topic at hand, overcoming adversity, overcoming the struggles, preparing yourself for the struggles.
Yeah.
Remembering why you're doing this is another tip.
You gotta have that strength, that mental strength.
Yeah, the mental fortitude.
Because there'll be something that consistently reminds you throughout life. I feel there would be something that consistently reminds you that you're not doing what you're not supposed to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Bills, whatever you may be going
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell yourself that there's a bigger picture in it, to echo off what you said before, to tell yourself that there's a bigger picture and that you can obtain that,
mm-hmm.
that is what it's will propel possible. You over those small inklings. Like, I look at now, man, like...
You know how many Fortune 500 companies go through lawsuits?
Bankrupt. Toys R Us is going out of company. How long is Toys R Us
going out of company?
Yeah.
Going out of business. There you go. You know,
yeah. Well, it's still a company that's going out of company.
Right.
Continue. It's going out of business mm-hmm. and it filed for bankruptcy. But it's been, you know, established.
Is that why they're going out of business?
Yeah.
They filed for bankruptcy?
They filed for bankruptcy. Why? Because here's the reality of it. And this is something they're learning from. People, as time is evolving, kind of going back a couple of steps, people are, you know, creating more mm-hmm. toys, getting them in storage, restock, make sure we're never falling short. Yeah. But the reality of it is supply and demand. And that's kind of where, like, the business side of me takes place is, like, you don't want to put too much out there because you're not going to leave people wanting.
Right.
They need to have that. I'm going to turn into something sexual real quick. Rated R real quick. Who loves?
Can't say it. Okay.
Well,
I don't know anything about that.
You know? For men, it's like if you get it, you obviously you crave, so therefore you wait. Psychologically, that's another subject we can talk on. Psychologically, you just want. So for Toys R Us to go out of business, kind of going all the way back, mm-hmm. for Toys R Us to go out of business after being well profoundly established and overcoming that, you know, adversity for the many years that it's been structured. It's difficult to see, but you know, once again, you file for bankruptcy in the society we live in, you can still overcome that. They can come back out with something different.
They could. That's branding, that's marketing.
Yeah.
You know how many brands rebrand themselves
yep.
or something happened and they...
Funko Pops. I'm just gonna put it out there. I was watching a documentary on Netflix, Mosquito. Oh my God.
How you saw that is beyond me. I tried not to move like it was like a T-Rex and like it won't see me if I don't move, but it doesn't matter. I probably got bit like twice.
I hope you're supposed to be good at it. The Funko Pops, man, they started out just a small niche group of four people. And now, you know, people are literally collecting their over cities, over countries, like over time, it's mm-hmm. building. And they started out just with an idea of a bobblehead. And then they rebrand it into like a smaller bottle and then make a bigger bottle and market it into, you know, specifics, like certain things. So going into like, in my mind, going into the topic, like for them, how do you set that goal to get there? You know, even after you become all these struggles, overcoming adversity, seeing the big picture, right? You can see a big picture, but you might not have a goal. How do you get there?
I think the answer is what we've been saying this whole time. And it goes back all the way back to our first topic. Why? Why and what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, to set your goals, right? To answer the question, the last topic. Fortunately, get ready to wrap this up, y'all.
You sound so, like, you sound so sad.
Because I am sad. I have a lot to say.
We know this.
Yeah, I can talk for hours.
Yo, it's actually funny. People think I'm the talker in the family, but they don't realize, like,
you it's really
talk,
me.
You talk so much more than I do.
Because, like, dude, like, for X amount of years, for those that don't know, I used to really be an introvert. Mm-hmm. Kind of am. But I only do that to recharge myself. But I just have, I'm so passionate and I have so much that I want to say and I have so much that I want to share because I watch.
So then, okay, for the people who are watching this and listening, you know, for your voice, carry it out on Twitter, man. That's what the whole purpose of Twitter.
Yeah, but then I don't want to pull a, you know, our commander in chief. I don't want to look like that guy. I don't want to be with it.
See, there's a difference, right? There's a difference.
There's rules.
There's creative
there's
control.
Rules to this.
There's creative control.
True.
Within those parameters. Mm-hmm. See, like, clickbait is not creative control. Clickbait is set up to prominently get numbers. It's all it's set up. Watching Jaden Smith's interview, he was talking about Complex. Well, and, you know, not throwing Complex under the bus because I ain't nowhere near Complex. But when you watch and you see people establishing in journalists, masters in journalism, by the way, when you see people put fillers, right? Like, oh, Jaden Smith said this about, because he came back and he's like, no, I said that, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't about those people.
Right.
So people don't realize Yellow Jacket Media exists because they'll be like, oh my God, man, you know, such and such. So you can tweet with creative control. Right. Donald Trump uses Twitter to get controversy started. And I'm putting his name out there because I don't really have respect for the man. Especially after the whole sports thing, but
yeah.
You know, putting just no boundaries around what he says.
Right.
He doesn't think about it. If you were to voice what you have to say on Twitter, it'd be okay, man.
Yeah. Well, that's something I need to work on throughout this process. Like, that's the purpose of the podcast. We're sharing our experiences, we're giving you insight from what we're going through, hoping that somebody that's following our footsteps or already in there can get something.
Yeah.
You know, because Gary Vee says something so profound.
I love Gary Vee.
A lot of people like Gary Vee. Gary Vee is a very motivational guy.
I love
but
him, but
he said something profound. He said, you know, a lot of people won't start. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. A lot of people won't start, comma, because they feel that they don't know enough. And Gary Vee said, all you have is your personal experience.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, your perspective is enough.
Yep.
So,
dude.
All right, we gotta get back on topic. Real
I'm
quick,
save, I'm gonna save that.
Yeah, so, we gotta get on back on topic. How do you set goals? It's very simple. Write everything down. Yep. Be creative. If you're a creative, think creatively. Think outside of the box. Yep. Think within the box.
Yep.
You know, write everything down. Sketch it. Draw it. See yourself where you're trying to go, and then ask the questions. How do I get there? Work backwards. Is what a lot of successful people will tell you. What's the end result? Work that backwards.
Yep.
Right. I'm trying to talk to the girl. I'm trying to get her number.
I
know what the end result is going
to
be.
How are you going to talk to her?
I'm not going to lay all my cards out there on the table, but I know what the end result is. I know what I want for the end result. Marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know where your head is at.
No.
Yeah. But I know what the end result is going to be, so you just work it backwards.
I was thinking more of, you know, like the same men who are out there who are probably.
Was that a good analogy?
It was a really good analogy.
The goal is to get the girl. Work the plan backwards.
Yes, but for those who don't foresee marriage or ever,
using the analogy of marriage.
Yeah, of course, using the analogy of marriage. For those who don't foresee it, they have to have a different objective.
Right.
So,
well, let me make it a little bit more relatable to creators. If my goal at the end of the day is to become the biggest marketing firm, let me study what other marketing firms are doing. Right. Let me see what their blueprint is.
Right.
Because I read something in a book called Steal Like an Artist. There's nothing new under the sun.
True.
Nothing you do is completely original. So let me see where I can gather some blueprints, tweak and it. Let me tweak it that fits for me, works for me, and exercise my plan that way.
That kind of goes into the subject.
Yeah. And then you got to go back to what you said with
figuring out
the steps. So at the end of the day, if I had to summarize it up, the first step would be to set your goals,
mm-hmm.
or how to, where do you want to be? Yep. See it, make it as clear as day.
Fact.
Where you want to be. Next step would be who's already doing it.
Yep.
The next step after that, step number three would be tweak it.
Yeah.
For you.
Sure.
Make it your own.
Yeah.
And then the last step, which is probably the hardest step for anybody, execute.
It's a difficult step, especially if you're a perfectionist.
Get over it. Get over it.
Facts.
You can always work on something. Nothing will ever be perfect.
Yeah.
Never.
Right.
Trust me, this is something I'm teaching myself.
People in the music industry be like, oh my God, this is a hot album. Put it out there. It might even do well.
Mm-hmm.
But some people thought it was perfect. Mm-hmm. It honestly goes into my six steps of how to set your goals. It's just truly, it is execute. Executing.
Did Chris just get tongue-tied?
I did.
This never happens.
My brain was actually thinking something really like profound and psychological, but I'm not going to try to say
lately, it. Lately, Chris has been on some spiritual journey or something like
that. It's not even
almost
it's not, honestly,
positive. He's going to start floating here shortly with an aura.
It kind of goes into what you were talking about, with figuring yourself out, right? Mm-hmm. For me as someone who's experienced and also a newbie in figuring out where I fit in the world of media and like marketing and creativity, there's so many aspects to me that I try to combine. So truly sitting down and figuring myself out is what put me on that path.
Right.
Onto the goals portion of it is I looked at the bigger picture of what I wanted, right? I didn't look at the goal that I wanted for my company. I looked at the goal I wanted for myself. And that's where I've been working backwards.
I'm a practical guy.
Yeah.
What are your tangible ways to setting your goals? Like, what do you do physically to set your goals?
Honestly, I have insomnia. So when I'm staying up late at night, I write out all my goals on my iPhone, on a notebook, on my computer, wherever it's closest to me. I just write out my goal, right? I look at that, and me being a visual person, going into being visual creatures, I look at the bigger picture of what that goal is, and then I start writing out how to get there, all the ramifications, what goes into that. Then that goes into researching, right? So I write, research, and then I practice, because in order to get to the level of what I just researched, I gotta make sure I practice it. Mm-hmm. You see someone shooting a ball, right? You're gonna go out there and be like, oh, that's how you shoot. No, there's a form, there's a technique,
yeah.
There's a footing.
Yep. You gotta find your sweet spot.
Yeah, you gotta, there's eye contact. There's so much things that go into
just a science to art.
Steph Curry has the best shot ever. Why? Because he took time to realize what it took to perfect his shot. And it worked for him.
Sure.
I mean, the man just broke a record.
Sure.
Sorry, just want to chime that in. But on to the next thing. After you practice what you do, then I will say take the steps to perfect. Mm-hmm. Because perfecting, it's the initiation of realizing and criticizing yourself. Mm-hmm. The world's already going to criticize you.
Right.
But if it's your content, it doesn't matter what the world thinks. It is what you think about your stuff and perfect that.
To an extent, I agree with that.
Of course. Not, but I'm not.
Like, if they don't like the content, it's not going.
That's what I'm
going. That means you need to change
that. That goes into my next step for your goal. Mm-hmm. Right? So after you perfect it for you, then publish it. Right? So you publicize it. People tell you what they think. People give you feedback. My last step for that, after you publicize it, is to restructure. And that's and form of that, of restructuring, is as well as executing it and putting it out there again. So restructuring it, tweaking it, and then republishing it, you know, putting it back out there. So if you look back, right, you ask me what the tangible product of what I go through to get there is writing, getting that on my brain, research, right, researching what it takes to get there, of course, practicing, after practicing it, then perfecting, after perfecting, producing, after producing, restructuring.
There you go.
And it's a recycling factor.
There you go. So, well, I think we hit time. We're not trying to bore everybody.
Yeah.
Just with a brief conversation. For everybody tuning in, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching.
Is it recording?
Is it recording?
I don't know. It looks like it is. What if it's not?
Then they missed out on a lot.
I'm gonna go check.
All right.
You close it out.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, watching, listening. What are your handles? Where can they find this?
My handles are gonna be implemented into the video. But
tell me.
The audio format is only 2%.
Right.
Audio is KRYSFAF as in football, AKIR.
Okay.
That's it. Chris Kim.
All right. My handles are on across all platforms at Six Wolves. Subscribe, like, share, whatever the case may be. Thank you. Like I said, this is our insight, our perspective through our creative journey. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to contact us. And Chris, I think we should leave you with a question of the day. Who are you guys going for in the finals? Yeah.
Not July 6th.
You're right.
Finals beer.
You're right. Never mind.
So don't ask that question. The question of the day, truly,
right,
should be, what are your goals?
What's your number one goal?
What's your number one goal?
What's your number one goal?
That's it.
Leave it in the comments. Thank you guys so much. This has been Creative Control.
Oh, he thinks it's closing there. No, as the narcissistic one, I'm closing. Actually, I gotta go cook. I'm hungry.
That's a perfect way.
That is a perfect way.
One. That was off. 3, 2, 1.
I hate you. I don't think you need to clap.
Yeah, but you always need to go because it's for the audio.
It's not a clap.
Yeah, but the clapper is called a clapper.
No, no.
It's a clap.
No, but the clapping is too loud. It echoes it off. Audio.
But it's meant to serve as a
The clapper sounds like a snap.
If I'm in Premiere looking at the audio bar,